They had white fellas drive them, and they was good to them. They mules were just pretty and sleek. They kept them fat and sleek. There wasn't a scratch on none of them. They took care of them. And he didn't have no woods for me. No, there was no. That's another funny thing. There's no man lived there not too far. Ed was the main boss of that. It was the Hamlin Kirk Lumber Company. Mm-hmm. Kirk and Hamlin. And Mr. Ed Hamlin was the main boss. And him and my daddy was good friends. And there was Mr. Fella David went over there. He had seen Mr. Ed a few times around Dunham. And over there, Mr. Ed says, y'all haven't got no woods for him, says, I've had all kinds of experience in the log woods, and how about giving me the job of looking after your team? Says, I've had all kinds of experience. Mr. Ed stood there and looked at him a little bit. Jeffy says, I tell you, Mr. We got 8 foamers out there in the woods. I don't reckon we could use any of them.
Every man is
going
to
drive, you know.
Well, did that, was all the lumbering done right in that area, or did y'all?
Well, they cut out that location, then they bought some more on further down, the big sandy creek we own down there. Had to move the sawmill down there then. And then when they left there, they went to Millport, Alabama.
Whereabouts is Millport? Is
that back to the way up from Tuscaloosa. Back, I never have been there, but it's way up. It ain't too far from Fayette, I think. Fayette, Alabama.
Oh, yeah.
So it's back to your right after you leave Tuscaloosa.
Back up kind of west.
Northwest, yeah.
That is over towards Mississippi in that area?
Mm-hmm, back kind of way.
And was that logging work, was it dangerous? Was it ever very dangerous?
No, it's not. You knew what you were doing, it was.
You had to know what you were doing.
Yeah, you do.
What time would y'all usually start to work in the morning?
About 6.
About 6 o'clock?
5. About 6 o'clock. Put in about, that'd be about 9 or 10 hours. 10 hours?
Mm-hmm. Pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty good day's work.
Mm-hmm. I laughed at my brother. Once we was farming, man, one year it turned off right there in the spring. And our garden just didn't do nothing. My brother was always going on some kind of jokes and what you might call foolishness too, you know, but it's funny. And all them boys there the first morning, Mr. Ed Hammer Hard, my brother, was driving. He logged some, but he hadn't ever logged like they were logging. And we had plenty to eat, but we were scarce, you know, and everything. My brother just said for devilment that morning that had everything hooked up there ready to go. And he looked around at all of them standing there fixing to go, and he said, I don't know whether I'm going to be able to stay with you boys or not. I haven't been eating nothing here lately but a little pan tomato soup and gruel. I just was joking with him.
You're talking about that gruel. How did they make that gruel?
Maybe cornmeal.
Just a little salt, water, and cornmeal?
Yeah. Put some kind of salt and you might put some kind of flavor in it, I won't be for sure. But it was thin, there wasn't no strength to it. That's what he's throwing on cornmeal. Of course, he's just choking me.
When you were logging, did you always keep a garden too?
No, I was just, I was there for, my daddy always kept a garden there, you know, and of course, I'd have cultivated too, it all changed and wet from it to work out in the logwood.
You mentioned your daddy, you say he was born there in Pearson Station?
Yeah.
And did you tell me yesterday your grandfather moved down?
He moved from North Carolina down there and bought that, I forgot how much land he had that Pearson Station.
Was that before the Civil War? Or?
Yeah. He bought that before. He went, he had to go to the Civil War and was wounded in the Civil War.
Oh. Yeah.